Tanya for the 26th of Adar is in Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37, on Daf Mem Ches, or on page 174. It's about six lines from the bottom, where we're learning that every neshama, every nefesh, every animal soul in every Jew is a spark of one of the 600,000 general neshamas that break down, each one of them breaks down into 600,000 and so on, so that every neshama of every Jew is responsible for one part, one chelek of the physical world. And through the physical things that a person uses that are necessary for his animal soul, eating, drinking, and so on, through those things he elevates his portion of the world. And this portion can become very complicated. As Rambam says, that somebody once built a big palace, and many years later, Aid, a chosid, he calls him, a tzaddik, was traveling, and it was raining, and he needed a place to stay for a while. So he stayed in the doorway or in the courtyard of that palace, and that was the reason for which the palace was built in the first place. So when a person today, for example, is doing a mitzvah, and in order to do the mitzvah, he has to have a coat, and the coat is made out of wool. So the farmer in New Zealand who raises the sheep that makes the wool that were sold to a factory in Korea, and the factory in Korea put together the material, and then the material was sold to somebody in France, and in France they put together the coat, and this was sold by a store in Manhattan. All of that, the factory and the farm and the farmer and the store, all of it is elevated, and all of it is justified and becomes valid because the Jew wearing the coat is going to do a mitzvah. Which means that if he doesn't do the mitzvah, then all of that is wasted. The farmer in New Zealand has wasted his time because the Jew in America didn't do the mitzvah. So through mitzvahs that every Jew does, so if every Jew would be doing all 613 mitzvahs, then all parts of the world that are represented by all Jews collectively, all those parts of the world would be elevated and fulfill its purpose in its existence. Now, six lines from the bottom. The chol nitzutz, and every one of these neshamas, or sparks of a neshama, detailed neshamas, v'yozad le'elam hazeh, did not come down to this world for any other reason. Af she'yidida g'dela, which is in fact a very great yirida, ubechinas golus mamish, and it's literally a golus for the neshama. Ki gam shehi a tzadik gamur, because even if the neshama will be a tzadik gamur, eved Hashem biyira v'ahava rabba b'taynugin, and he will serve God with fear and with love, that is the highest level of love, called ahava b'taynugin. Yet this would not equal the level of dveikus, the level of attachment that the neshama had to God, with fear and love, before the neshama came down into this mundane world. So there's no comparison between the ava and yira that the neshama has above, before it comes down into the body, to the love and fear that the neshama has once it comes into the body, even if that neshama is a tzadik gomer. So first the Rebbe uses the Hebrew when he says, Eved Hashem biyira v'ahava, and then later he says that that will not compare to the dechilu or rechimu. Dechilu means fear, and rechimu means love in Aramaic. The ava and yira will not compare to the dechilu rechimu that the neshama has above, before it comes into the body. And dechilu rechimu, because it's in Aramaic, it is a lower level than ava and yira, which is in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. so that the distance, the difference between the neshama, the way it is above, and the way the neshama comes down below, is that even the dechilu rechimu, meaning the external part of his love and fear that he has above, is much, much greater than the ava and yira in Lashon Kodesh that he has here below. No part of it and no similarity to it at all. And there is no similarity between them at all, no comparison between them, as is known to anyone who can understand. That haguf eina yochel isbeil, that because the neshama is in a body and the body can't tolerate too much godliness, therefore the neshama is limited in the body from feeling all that it could feel if it was not in the body. So why would this happen? Why should this nitzot come down into this world and suffer this golus? Elo yiridos elam hazel islabish beguf benefesh achiyunis. But the reason that it comes down into this world and is clothed in the body and the animal soul, who kidei lisaknon bilvad, it is only for the reason of fixing the body and the animal soul. In other words, the neshama doesn't gain anything from it. For the neshama, it's a golus. The reason that it comes is because it needs to elevate the animal soul. And to separate them, the body and the animal soul, from that which is totally unholy. By being careful about the 365 avedis, the prohibitions, and their branches and offshoots, and to elevate his animal soul along with the part of this world that belongs to the animal soul, that is his portion of the world, to elevate, and to attach them and to join them to God. Lekashram means to attach, like two things are attached to each other, like tying two things together, although they remain two separate things, but they are tied together. Uliyachadam means where they become one. Ashiyam shirbohem alyidei kiyumei kol ramach mitzvos aseh benafshi hachiyunis. How does he do this? By bringing down this godliness to the animal soul through the performance of the 248 positive mitzvahs. That brings Eidein Sev Baruch Hu to his animal soul. Shehi hi hamakayim kol mitzvahs maisiyes, because it is the animal soul that fulfills and does these mitzvahs, as we said before, that the godly soul is too far removed, it is too high to move the body and make the body actually do the mitzvah. It is the animal soul that does it, and therefore it's the animal soul that gains the benefit from the mitzvah, so that the animal soul itself is elevated. And it says in the Tzchaim that the neshama itself doesn't need a tikkun, doesn't need to be fixed. And for itself, it doesn't need to come into this world, to be clothed in this world. Only it is here to bring down Eirin Seif in order to fix and to correct the animal soul and the body. And as it says elsewhere in Chassidus, that it doesn't need, the neshama doesn't come down for a tikkun, the neshama doesn't need to be fixed, but it does need to be elevated. An aliyah, the neshama does gain from coming down. And when he says that the neshama doesn't need to come down into this world, it does need to come down in order to have the aliyah. But it wouldn't need to be clothed in the animal soul and in the body. It could remain distant from it. And that too would be a yirida. And through that, they would have also an aliyah. So the neshama does gain something from being here, but that is not the Eibishter's purpose in sending down the neshama. Eibishter's purpose is to fix the animal soul. V'hu mamish dugmas seid golus hashchina levad nitzutzim. And how do we justify that a neshama should come down for the purpose and for the benefit of the animal soul, so that Rebbe says that it's literally like the golus going into, the shchina going into golus. The shchina itself goes into golus in order to elevate the netzutim that fell into unholy places. In the same way, the neshama comes down into this world, and it's a great descent and a great golus for it in order to elevate the animal soul and the parts of the world that belong to it. In the Hayem Yem of the 26th of Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes, and I'll read it in Hebrew because the words are so beautiful, Kol HaKodesh Ba'am Elikei Avraham, all that is holy for the people of the God of Avraham, the Yaseid Beis Yisrael, and all that is fundamental, that is the foundation of the house of Israel, Behamodas de Yeshorim v'chinucham, in establishing and raising up a generation of righteous children and educating them, Bekashrus ha'echo, in the kashrus of the food, Va'atzilus tehar kedushas ha'shabbos, and the lofty brightness of the holiness of Shabbos. All of this, Mosar v'nosan Hashem ha'nichbod v'haneira, God gave and handed over Al Yedei Nishei Yisrael to the Jewish women, L'shomram u'la'avdam, to keep them and to work them. By a man, it says L'avdam first and then L'shomram. By a woman, it's L'shomram first and then L'avdam. Ha'isha asher temala chevosa, the woman who fulfills her obligation, Utudasa, and her purpose, b'chayi ha'mishpacha, in the family life, b'hanhogas habayis uv'chinuch al pi ha'teira, by conducting the house and by educating the house on the basis of Teira, oleho hakosuv emer, concerning this woman, the Teira says, chachmas nashim bonsa besa, the wisdom of the woman builds her house. And what is very interesting is that Chav Vav Adar Sheni is the first full day after the birth of the Rebbe Tzvi Zalvay.